Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and today it is a moral imperative that I decided to reach out and bring in the professor, the student of the gun, Paul Markle, because if there is one thing Paul is not a punch puller. You should make a patch of that, since you make a patch of everything. Not a punch puller.
Or I could just be the pimp hand of America.
Pimp hand of America.
Because this country needs a slap.
I just want to be an associate pimp hand. What would my duties be as an associate pimp hand?
Oh, to provide the talcum powder.
I could get into that. Okay, now. Now then. I think what we're referencing here is that this nation, right now in the nation, in the press, some of the press, like CNN, apparently is not using the correct pronouns for Audrey, which I guess Audrey was wanting to identify as he, him. This one is confusing to me because it keeps going back and forth on me. What do you know about this latest demonic shooter that has been out there preying on innocent people?
Here's what I know. I know that conservative Christians are never the people shooting up schools. I know that we've had a spate in the last 2 years of these liberal lunatics, of these mentally ill people shooting up our schools. And I know that the U.S. federal government, through the FBI and the AFT, have decided to not only foster that, but encourage it, thereby remaining culpable for these things. You know, I almost vomited when I saw that the 4473, and for those of you who don't know, that is the form you have to fill out to buy a gun from a licensed gun dealer. They changed the sex box when you identify yourself, you know, height, weight, all that stuff, your address and your name, and they change the sex to male, female, and then there's a third option, non-binary. What the F is that? Ladies and gentlemen, humans are animals. When it comes to animals, animals are divided by sex. The answer to those questions is one of two things, male or female. There is no other answer.
Right.
And to say there is another answer is psychotic. And the fact that our government is encouraging psychosis is, first of all, I'm waiting for the day, Bill, that some attorney with huevos challenges that form in court. Because you know, and everyone in the audience should know, that if the FBI or the AFT, if they find that you check the wrong box or, you know, answered a question incorrectly or not to their liking, well, they'll prosecute you. They'll bring the hammer down on you.
Well, I mean, you can answer some correctly, and some of the ones you answer are disqualifiers, too.
Yes. Yes. But if you, for instance, if you misidentify yourself by race, or if you, and see, that's the crazy thing. Is we added, I remember when they added the Hispanic question. Remember when they added the Hispanic question,
right,
Bill?
Right.
And so that is insulting. That should be insulting. well, to everyone of Hispanic origin.
It's broken into two things, non-Hispanic and Hispanic. And then you get, then you go to the next box, and now you get to pick which of the ones you are that are non-Hispanic.
Yeah, so you have to check a separate box to determine whether you're Hispanic or non-Hispanic. And then you bump over to the next. And what's funny, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm trying to pull it up right now. But does it not say, it says like Pacific Islander and all these things. And then I think there's one that just says white. Yeah. Is that correct? I'm trying to remember. Yeah. It says, you know, Native American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Black or African American, and white. How ridiculous is that? But the fact is that question 14, and that's what it is right now, sex, male, female, non-binary, that block invalidates the entire form. Because, brother, if you can wake up in the morning born with a penis and say, I feel pretty, I think I'm a girl today, and just decide that you're a girl today based on your own feelings and your own present psychosis, then every other, if you're allowed to lie in box 14, because that's what it is. I mean, if you're born with a vagina and you check male, you're lying. And if you check non-binary, you're lying because there is no such thing. So, but what they've said by adding that question is every other question on this form is invalid.
Right. Well, I mean, it isn't. So for me, I don't look at it as being invalid. If you check non-binary, you're disqualified because you have a mental illness.
Ah, but see, that's not a disqualifier.
But yeah, it is.
But what about he, she, him, her, it, they, whatever? Ladies and gentlemen, we have people, the government. See, it's not just people. It's the government. The government is endorsing mental illness. The criminals in D.C. are endorsing mental illness.
Yeah.
They put lunatics on their cabinet. They put people with severe mental illness on their cabinet. The freaking dude who, that ugly dude who's pretending he's a woman, you that mean, they made the Surgeon General?
I call them musses. Do you know what a muss is?
Enlightenment.
Made up sexual status.
Made up sexual status. That's right. So what I'm saying to you is if I feel pretty, I'm just going to call them, I'm a woman. And you have to. It's like Bruce Jenner. You have to refer to Bruce Jenner as a woman. Bruce Jenner's not a woman. He's a man. Now, he's a man that's been hacked and slashed and stuck full of weird shots and hormones
hacked?
And stuff.
I didn't think he'd been hacked.
Well, I don't know. I thought he had publicly stated he was going to go all the way and get dismembered.
Well,
I haven't talked to him lately, but
if you're going to go that route, then that's really the point of no return. There's a lot to, I've been looking at this and going at it from the different angles. The Swedish have actually been dealing with this for 30 years. They've actually come out with a study about people that go all the way, because they tried to do a study here where they were going to, you know, find out that the transgender people were really, really, really happy, except they included a bunch of people that did not transition. But we'll get to that in just a minute. Tell everybody how to
find. They're not really, really happy.
No, they're not.
They're bitter, bitter, bitter.
Tell everybody how to find you. We're coming up on the first break.
Oh, it's this little place called studentofthegun.com.
That's like this hub. It's a communications hub. It's also got, you can buy stuff. You can buy some blowout kits. You can buy some books. I mean, he just came out with the four pillars. He just finished the James Yeager last book by request by James Yeager himself, The Four Pillars of Fighting, which is available at Amazon.com right now. It's Student of the Gun is just the hub to go to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Professor Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. We're talking about the state of things in the United States. I saw a survey from the Wall Street Journal where apparently patriotism and values for religion and everything is at a historic low right now. Mm-hmm. Do you think that plays into what we see going on?
Well, why would it not be? We've had a 30-year push to criminalize Christians, if not to criminalize them, to shame them into silence. why would you be patriotic to a country that just executed a 20-year farce? We executed a 20-year farce. We told the American people we were going to fight for freedom and to stop terrorism. And then 20 years into it, we just said, we're done. Say, okay, did we win? Well, not really. We made a lot of people rich. We wasted several thousand American lives. The Taliban is right back in control of Afghanistan, only this time they're better armed than they were 20 years ago, thanks to our government. How do you think people feel about that? It's demoralizing. Of course they're demoralized. Of course they don't feel patriotic. Their government is being run by criminals and lunatics. Well, but it's on purpose.
Yeah.
It's deliberate.
Yeah. Yeah. In the interim, we're forced to suspend our disbelief and think that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. And he got more votes than Barack Obama, who, like him or not, Barack Obama knew.
Than Ronald Reagan, who won 49 states.
Well, I mean, you know, Donald Trump, he went up, what, 11 million votes this time? He went from 64, I think, to 75 million in this. That, as a sitting president, that was a substantial increase. And he was actually crossing aisles. He had black people, Hispanic people, everybody in the United States was voting for him. The idea that they, and that, you know, they published a report about how they stole the election.
Oh yeah, they installed. Dude, did you ever listen to the Michael Yon interview that I told you you should listen to?
Well, I had you on because I have trouble listening to the Michael Yon.
Ah, come on, man! Yeah, I told you we got to talk about the Dog King.
Okay, tell me about the Dog King.
All right. Well, historically, Michael brought this up, and you can look it up yourselves. Back in the, not necessarily Middle Ages, but when the Europeans, especially the Germans, when they would conquer people, it became a, in order to dishearten them, to demoralize them, they would put a dog, a literal dog, not a freaking Gen Z who walks around on all fours with a collar on pretending to be a dog. No, an actual biological dog. And they would put a crown on and everything, and they would make it the king, because it was a way of demoralizing the people, of telling the people that you are in a position now where we can literally make a dog your king, right? So, and Michael brought up another one where I think it was the current king of Thailand got into a spat with the Air Force. So he made his horse an air marshal or something like that. He did it to demoralize them, to show them that they meant nothing, that ultimately he was in charge. And that's, people say, you know, they can't figure out how the Democrat Party, which is, you know, essentially the face of the deep state, it's the face of evil in America, how they would pick a literal dementia patient, not figurative, somebody that they know is a dementia patient.
Right.
Right. As Dark. And put them in charge of the most powerful country on earth. It's meant to, and the cackling witch from California, all right, who couldn't get 2% of her party's vote and had to drop out of the primary.
She lost her home state.
Yeah. She couldn't even get 2% of her own party's vote. Because people, you know, that's the sick and weird twisted thing. You've been alive long enough to know how people go about choosing a vice presidential running mate. They choose the vice presidential running mate for the area that they're weakest in, because people like to vote for the home team guy, right?
Right.
You know, that's why guys who are presidents, you know, that's why Kennedy, a New Englander, not necessarily really popular in Texas, right? So he picks Johnson, hometown boy. Everyone's like, oh, Johnson's from Texas. He's our boy. Kennedy wins Texas. Right? That's how it's always been. So with the meat puppet, this dementia-riddled freaking meat puppet, the dog king, they're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick this cackling witch that couldn't even get support from her own party from a state that I'm going to get anyway because they're all freaking granola-eating lunatics in California. Why? That makes no sense. In the history of the United States, that makes no sense whatsoever. Why would you do that? You do that because you already have counted the votes. You do that because you know it doesn't matter. You do that because you have been in the process of generating, creating, printing votes, and it doesn't matter who he picks. Not at all. As a matter of fact, the least qualified the person, the better. Because you put these dog kings. Look at Pennsylvania. They put another mental patient, that lurch-looking mongoloid who has literal brain damage, who should be disqualified, they put him in the Senate. That mongoloid now controls 1/100th of the national budget. A brain-damaged mongoloid controls 1% of our trillion-dollar budget. Tell me that's not a dog king. Tell me that's not, I'm not a fan of Dr. Oz, but let me tell you what, at least he's not brain damaged.
Right. Indeed. We're coming up on the next break. And if you find Mr. Markle's utterances as compelling as I do, there's a place to get to them where you can get you can get it on video, you can get it on audio, you can catch it anywhere you want. And that's to go to studentofthegun.com. There, that is the portal. That is where you go. You can get the patches, you can get the hats, you can get the books, and you can get the media. The media is where it's at. Studentofthegun.com. That's where Jared and Zach help Dad make a difference in the world today, which that matters, and we're going to continue to rant when we get back just because, well, it's about that time. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott made it official this morning. He's joined the crowded field of those running for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Scott says he wants to take back America.
The radical left is pushing us into a culture of grievance instead of a culture of greatness.
Scott also talked about his upbringing in a single-parent household, saying America is the land of opportunity, not oppression. Scott is the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate. Negotiators on both sides of the debt ceiling issue are trying to resolve the issue of government spending cuts as President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meet again today. The clock is winding down on reaching an agreement to raise the debt ceiling. A plan has been reached to conserve water in the Colorado River. The states of Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years to help stabilize the river. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. Real quick, just because it's interesting to me, what did you think about the Tennessee response, the Nashville PD, when they breached and went in?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. I shouldn't say but, because everything before but is BS. It was good. It was heartening. However, in addition to that, it was too little too late for the people that died, because what are we, 24 years after Columbine?
Yep.
And remember, Columbine occurred 5 years after Bill Clinton's Gun-Free Zones Act, or Gun-Free Schools Act.
Right.
Right? So we were told in 94 when that scumbag decided to push through this gun-free, nationwide Gun-Free Schools Act. And I would say to you, where did the federal government get the authority to reach out into the 50 states and dictate policy to local school districts?
I guess in the same place that they got the authority to come out here and decide that we got to have wind-blown energy and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure where in the Constitution that they got the authority do that.
You got to read between the lines.
Oh, yeah. They just decided that they had that authority, and so we're just supposed to accept it.
Indeed.
But be that as it may, we're 24 years past Columbine.
Right.
And the fact that we still have schools and school districts that rely on plastic signs and policy statements to secure their children is criminal in its intent and its behavior. There, it's not like these adults are like, well, we don't know what handguns are, and the training's not available, so what are we supposed to do? I don't know. What you're supposed to do is the responsible thing as adults You're supposed to not rely on liberalism, woke, politically correct policy. That's why I re-released that article, Liberalism Kills. Liberalism is poison thinking. It poisons the minds of otherwise rational adults. And it makes them do things like, well, we're going to put up a plastic sign. And that'll keep bad people with guns out. No, the plastic sign keeps good people with guns out. And bad people with guns just ignore it. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm sure you saw the sheriff came out and said they have evidence that this lunatic scumbag chose this school deliberately knowing that there would be no armed resistance.
Yeah, I saw that. The one thing I will say, though, about the Tennessee police response, getting back to that, they were fast enough to break the norm, because normally I think it breaks down to where if there is a person that is armed and in the middle of a rampage killing, the average loss of life is 2.5. I don't know where that comes from. And if there isn't, the average loss of life is 18. So somehow they kept that loss of life to a third. I don't know if it's because of the way the school locked down, because it looked sort of empty to me as Hale comes into it. But when they moved on Hale, I mean, that looked like a Call of Duty video game. It was just that good to me.
Well, they did what they were supposed to do, right, which is amazing in this day and age.
Yep.
Look at the cowards and the scumbags in Uvalde standing in the hallway looking at their phones while children are being murdered. Every one of those cops in Uvalde should be in jail. They should be imprisoned for dereliction of duty. They should all be charged with culpability in the deaths of those children.
Right.
Because they stood around like cowards. As somebody who wore the uniform and the badge,
yeah,
I can speak to that, and they're cowards. They should never be allowed to be police officers. At very minimum, every one of those people should be stripped of their state credentials and sent to greet people at Walmart or something.
Right. I don't disagree with you, Paul. I totally agree with you on that one. I just, I found it enlightening how well that went. Given the situation as it was, because my understanding is from first rounds into the window and the call to the response, it was 14 minutes, which is pretty decent response time for that. Although if they'd had armed, which, you know, Tennessee allows armed teachers.
Yeah, so it's not like it's something out of the ordinary or crazy or wild or well, you don't understand, we're not allowed to do that or whatever. The fact is, you made the school district or that school, you know, and the superintendents and so forth, they made the conscious decision to not allow their teachers to be armed.
I thought it was because it was a private school.
I don't give a crap what it is.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is, no, they made the decision.
Yeah.
They could have had armed teachers, and they decided that was not something they wanted to do. They decided that policy statements and the, you know, why are the criminals in media not bringing up the fact that Bill Clinton's Gun-Free Schools Act is an abject total failure? Because it's true.
You got me, boss.
Well, you know, if you want to do a fun research project, research the number of school attacks before the Gun-Free Schools Act,
right,
and research the number of attacks after. Here's a hint. There's 1,000 times more after than before.
I'm sure there is. But I mean, the thing, and you brought up Columbine. See, my position is that after Columbine, there should not have been another school shooting. They should have hardened the targets.
That should have been the wake-up call that the rules had changed. In the article that I wrote, Liberalism Kills, the rules changed. You know, no more, it's not, they're going to take hostages and demand ransom and a helicopter to Cuba and, you know, all that. No, they're there to commit as much carnage as they possibly can until someone with a gun shows up to stop them.
Right.
And the faster a good guy with a gun shows up to stop them, the better it will be for the good people. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand that. And the fact that we still, like in Parkland, that criminal, that scumbag, I cannot come up with enough vile terms for that SRO that ran the other way, that ran away from the sound of gunfire.
Right.
When you put on a uniform and a shield, you promise the people, the normies, the children, that you will run toward the sound of gunfire. That is the promise that you make to them.
Right.
And when you run the opposite direction, you are a subhuman mongoloid. You are a piece of filth.
Subhuman mongoloid. I like that.
I stole it from Nugent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was valid then.
It's apropos.
Yeah.
And then the female commander on scene at Parkland ordered her troops to secure and cordon off the area and not to go in. That female person, keeping it FCC here, brother.
Thank you.
That female person should be stripped of her credentials and brought up on charges for dereliction. Children died needlessly because of the inaction and the cowardice of adults who should have known better.
Right.
And until we grasp that, until we wrap our brains around that, everything else is nonsense. Oh, we need more gun control. Well, I bet you sure are glad that there was a police officer with a rifle.
Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Paul Markle, the student of the gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're just discussing the state of affairs as it is right now, the way we see things, Paul and I. I'm joined by Paul Markle from the Student of the Gun. This kind of stuff drives you crazy, doesn't it?
Well, it is. It's criminal, and it's this is what happened when you allow creeping liberalism to infect your society, your government. Liberalism kills. It makes otherwise rational people do stupid things, dangerously stupid things. And then it turns people like it, I'm not going to say its name, fornicate it. It turns people like it in Nashville into deranged killers. Liberalism is poison. And we're never going to survive as a nation till we realize that and we flush it. We kill it like cancer. It needs to be removed from the body politic like cancer. But what I was saying before we went to the break is the same people who, you know, decry firearms and black rifles and clips and magazines and blah, blah, blah. I bet they sure are glad that cop had that rifle in that building.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different. How's it different? Well, so if you work for the state, you should be allowed. But if you're a mere peasant, because if we know anything about America, about the United States of America, it's founded on the principle that the people in government are better than and elevated above the peasant class. I mean, that's America, right, Bill?
Yes.
That's what the country was founded on.
That's right.
It was founded on the fact that the government is elite and the people are peasants and they must do what the government tells them to do. I obviously that's heavy sarcasm for those in your audience that don't quite get sarcasm.
I think
you're going to listen to me. You got to be able to speak sarcasm.
You got to be able to take the stuff and just listen to it and take it for what it's worth. You know, right now we're in the middle of making it trendy. You know, we're putting these people in positions of power. How many of these guys have been women of the year? There's not a woman, a real woman out there that could be a woman of the year for Glamour or Vogue or and
Hershey's chocolate.
Yeah. And the
those
thing,
lunatics.
I still say that this is I was having a conversation with another guy that I wasn't trying to steer him, but I was a little surprised because I think if you check the non-binary box, you disqualify yourself from owning a gun. And I was told, well, we shouldn't be trying to contract gun rights for anybody. Well, you know, in the thing about the Swedish study, they found out in the Swedish study that of the people that actually go all the way and transition all the way, and this was over 30 years, their penchant for suicide was 20 times the normal rate.
Yes, because they have a mental illness.
Yeah.
We should be giving them counseling.
Well, I mean, they get in
not encouraging their behavior.
Yeah, yeah. But they've gotten in there, and they have mutilated their body, and then they come to the conclusion, and I guess I sort of get it. If you had done all of these steps and taken all of these steps to feel right in your skin, and then you get where you think you are, the grass is greener on the other side, except then you look back, and it's the same color as where you just came from, and then you realize you haven't solved your issue.
No. No matter how much you chop or hack or how many dresses you put on or how many injections you put into your body, if you're, dude, once the cells started splitting in the womb, in your mom's womb, it was, the die was cast, brother or sister.
Yeah.
And nothing you can do, no matter, you know, and the thing is it your right as an American to put on a dress and play pretend? Sure it is. I don't have to play along with you. But that's where we are now. We're at the point where it's like, oh, I want to play pretend, and you have to play along with me. Sorry. This guy says, no, not going to happen.
Right.
You need counseling. You need help. And, right. Well, people should be allowed to. Yeah, people should be. But I'm not going to, if I see a dude in a dress, it's still a dude.
Right.
I'm not going to call it she or her. It's a dude in a dress. A chick like that lunatic from Hollywood that chopped off her boobies and wants to be called a boy now? No, you're a chick that mutilated yourself, but you're still a chick.
Yep.
Right? I'm not going to call you he, him, mister. All right? And if you want me to call you Rumpelstiltskin, change it on your birth certificate and I'll call you Rumpelstiltskin, but you're still a woman that mutilated her body. You're not a dude. Okay, we need to grasp it. Brother, and I'm gonna give you guys a lanyard because I love you. If you guys in the audience, this Michael Young turned me onto this book. I bought it, read the first two chapters, and this is my challenge to you. Go online or to your favorite bookseller and purchase the book, The Rape of the Mind, by a psychiatrist, a doctor, Joost, and I think he's from the Netherlands, Joost Mierlo. Read the first two chapters. Cost $10 for a paperback. You can get it on Kindle for nothing if you have the Kindle app. If you've got the audio app on your phone, you can, you know, whatever, the listen books, Audible. If you have Audible, you can get it on Audible. Just read the first two chapters, and the scales will fall from your eyes. Everything that's gone on in the last 3, 4, 5 years, or actually 20-plus years, you'll see exactly that it's not happenstance. It's not coincidence. It's not a bunch of random coincidences that just lined up. It's purposeful, and it's deliberate. Read the first two chapters of that book. You can do it. I guarantee you can get through it. And then you realize what's going on.
Indeed. Indeed.
It's called The Rape of the Mind by Joost Mierlo. You can get it in Kindle, Audible, paperback, on Amazon or other places. And I'm telling you, it's only $10 on paperback. It's worth it. Get it. If you want to know what's going on and why it's going on, first two chapters.
When I was on the morning show earlier today, I was asked in the chat room if I carried a gun everywhere I go. And I said, of course I do. So then they go, so do you vote by absentee ballot? So I said,
I love when people try and be smart.
I go via canoe, and I have an unfortunate boating accident on my way, and I lose every gun I own.
Yeah, that person who asked you that was a coward, and I have no time for cowards.
It didn't bother me. I did was sit back.
People try to be smart.
Yeah.
They try to be. It's like, bro, if you're going to play a little game called I'm going to try and be smarter than you, you need to go a little harder. If you're going to fence with me, you need to sharpen your rapier.
Yeah, well, the other thing I might would say would be, you know, concealed means concealed. The problem, and I admit this to anybody out there, for 20 years, after I got out of the military, there was no permit that we could get in South Carolina. Unless you were a state constable, which costs a lot of money. And I didn't have any political connections, but I carried a gun.
Well, yeah, you live in the South, and there's the government is still set up, the laws are still set up to keep the black man down.
Right.
All the laws in South Carolina, North Carolina, and so forth, those are, like, North Carolina, straight-up Jim Crow racism. We don't want black people to have guns, so we're going to make them ask for permission.
Anyway, we're about to run out of time. Indeed, Ric Flair, we're about to run out of time. Studentofthegun.com, go check them out at the website. That's the hub where you can find everything that Mr. Markle does. Here lately, we've been doing a lot of ranting here on the air, which is nothing but fun. But brother,
it's a master class on liberty.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is. Go check out The Four Pillars of Fighting, the book that he finished for James Yeager. Go see all the other books he's written, which I've got the Patriot Fire Team books laying around here somewhere. He's just very prolific. Go check Mr. Markle out. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Always. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.